I don't know why they're called dog days.
What are you supposed to be
well, doing? Well, the reason it's called dog days, the weather's so hot that the dog's laying in the shade and don't even care where he barks or not.
It can get that hot.
Don't laugh at that.
In South Georgia, it can get that hot.
A dog don't care where he wags the tail or not.
Dog day. Well, I bet a brew dog
would kill it. And then a human and hot weather the last of summer, see.
Well, are any crops coming off then?
Yeah, that's if you're picking cotton, that's Most of the dog days are in August. That's a bad, that's the worst month for any kind of open air work, I call it.
Outside work,
if you're building a fence, if you're carpenting, and August is a bad month in South Georgia.
Yeah. I remember that. Did you ever grow cotton?
Sure.
And you switched it for your peanut allotment when they gave you the choice? Because you don't still grow cotton, do you?
I just rig up the equipment for both things and didn't have enough land, so I left off cotton and bought peanut machine.
But didn't the government give you a choice at one time of choosing cotton? Acreage or taking peanut allotment?
I got 48 acres of cotton.
Right now?
Not
allotment.
Allotment.
Then you rent
allotment.
And somebody grew
up. This year you just had the loan of that. You've been renting a lot. Many folks that grew up North Georgia or Middle Georgia. Poor deal.
But I thought that when you were making the choice of which you were going to continue planting, that all you needed for cotton was some people to pick it and some hoes to hoe it with.
Yeah, but that all moved
time.
That's
gone mechanical too.
So, although you didn't need machinery, you just didn't have the people.
I didn't have the manpower to pick the cotton.
How do the people that grow the cotton there now that you rent it to afford it?
Well, they got cotton pickers.
Just like peanut
pickers. But less like peanut pickers.
They
can pick two rows of cotton like combining two rows of corn.
Okay, what were the sacks called that we used to pick cotton in?
Somebody. We used cocoa bags. We made a lot of them out of cocoa bags.
Well, those are the ones that we used.
Mm-hmm. Cocoa bag.
Somebody mentioned in class how long these sacks were. Do you ever recall them being 10 or 12 feet long?
C.T. bought some one time. We had a lot of pickers and didn't have the sacks for them. And he bought some sacks that
Did you usually buy them ready-made?
No, usually make them out of Joanna sacks, what we put out of Joanna. Mm-hmm.
But he got in a tight time too, had more pickers than he did sacks, and he bought sacks. But the long sacks weren't so serviceable, best I remember, because they drug them too long, and there's a lot of dirt, and the cotton got dirty and didn't grow.
Well, pretty bad.
And it didn't grade.
But put 100 pound of cotton in a bag, so.
Well, were the long ones more efficient as far as the amount of cotton?
Well, a good cotton pick would like the long ones.
Oh, they did?
Because you didn't have to tote it, you took it. A short sack, you tote it weight on it.
Because how distinct.
Had to inch them more often with a short sack, you see.
And that lost time. Mm-hmm. And so.